This review is about the movie Silk Road, which was released in 2021, starring Jason Clarke. Clarke played a DEA agent who got in trouble somehow, nearly fired from his job, and his punishment was that he couldn't go back in the field in operations. And they did describe what it was, but I don't recall what exactly that he did that got him into this predicament to where they said, instead, you're going to be working cyber crimes with these techie nerdies over in the, I guess, in a branch of the DEA. So as a part of his job, he gets involved with investigating the people who built the website, the Silk Road website, which was a dark web method, like an eBay of buying and selling drugs, where you can buy and sell drugs, have it delivered through the USPS. And the kid that they had playing that, I think it was played by Nick Robinson, had built this website all on his own and was starting to collect millions of dollars from it. And the way he did it was so intelligent. Nothing could be traced. It was using Bitcoin. At least back when this was transpiring, it was much harder to track down who was in charge of this thing. But the thing that I liked about this film, the way it was directed and the way the story was told, they had Jason Clarke, who was this DEA agent who knew nothing about cyber crimes, but had street smarts, and he knew people who knew stuff about computers. So he used his street smarts to basically get ahead of the investigation. And of course, in the end, spoiler, he gets himself into even more trouble, steals some of the Bitcoin, uses that to basically to fund his child education or his kids' education. In the end, I don't think he was going to get as much time. He didn't get as much prison time as the guy who built the Silk Road, because there was this whole conspiracy to commit murder. And there was a lot that went on in the film that was very interesting the way they told the story. And I don't want to go into it on the review, but it was very good. And I thought it was interesting, but I would give it about 3.5 stars. So in my rating, that's 3 stars. And I recommend it.